This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America, it's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Donald Trump, nationalism, Hillary Clinton, new world order globalism.
The most exciting talk radio.
Now it's time for the American people to take back their future.
Friends, wake the heck up.
This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself, because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Your host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Gehringer. Welcome to hour number two. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Glad to be here. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. The phone lines are open once again. Now, we've been talking about the killings, the shootings. Were they justified? Were they not? And I'm talking about the shootings of Elson Sterling and Philando Castillo. I've given you the truth that the mainstream media won't give you. Now, we've got to think about this for a moment. In order to properly discuss what happened in Dallas, we have to be willing to discuss and break down the hate group known as Black Lives Matter. Because what's happened with these shootings, with this false narrative out there, is the Black Lives Matter group has gone crazy. They have decided that there is going to be hits, or at least targets, on police officers across the country. In fact, I was reading a lot of tweets from members of the Black Lives Matter groups, or just people that are sympathizers of Black Lives Matter, and many were like, yeah, thank God that the cops are dead. Yeah, that's great, etc., etc. This is sickening. It's disturbing. Why isn't there investigations regarding that group? I mean, look, we've got to understand, if we're going to discuss this group, just like we discuss ISIS, and you know the president doesn't want to say radical Islam, we have to be willing to say that the Black Lives Matter group are racists. If we can't say that, then we can't properly discuss, diagnose, and fix the problem of this domestic terrorist group. And that's what I believe they are, friends. I believe they are a domestic terrorist group. I'm not the only one that believes that. Former mayor, the mayor of America, Rudy Giuliani, also believes that. In fact, today on Face the Nation, he talked a little bit about Black Lives Matter. I want you to hear the former mayor on how he describes what I believe is a hate group. Let's roll that clip.
Just a final question, sir. You said that the Black Lives Matter movement has put a target on the back of police officers. When members of the African American community see videos as they have this week, they feel like there is a target on young black men. Explain your response about how they put a target on police officers, how that can match up when people see these videos.
Well, when they talk about killing police officers.
But they don't.
When they sing, they sure do. They sing rap songs about killing police officers, and they talk about killing police officers, and they yell it out at their rallies, and the police officers.
Mr. Mayor, what
you
see
reality
doing is taking.
Please let me finish. And when you say Black Lives Matter, that's inherently racist.
Well, I think there are
Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter. That's anti-American and it's racist.
Well,
of course, Black Lives Matter, and they matter greatly. But when you focus in on 1% of less than 1% of the murder that's going on in America, and you make it a national thing, and all of you in the media make it much bigger than the black kid who's getting killed in Chicago every 14 hours, you create a disproportion. The police understand it, and it puts a target on their back. Every cop in America will tell you that if you ask him.
All right, Mayor Giuliani, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
There's the truth, friends. The truth that the media doesn't want to tell you. That there is a black kid every 14 hours on the streets of Chicago being shot and killed. But yet you won't hear that from the president. You won't hear that from the mainstream media. Why? Because it's not sensationalized as these white cops killing black kids, which really isn't true. It's not true. Just as I said, the cop that shot and killed Castillo was, in fact, a Hispanic. He's Mexican. His last name's Yanez. My God, but you're not going to hear that on the mainstream media. Of course not. I like what the police chief in El Paso, Texas, had to say. And by the way, he is a black police chief. And I think he said it brilliantly when other police chiefs around the country don't want to actually be as bold. Let's run that clip. All right, we'll give it a quick minute. Mike, are we almost there with that clip? Okay, let me go ahead and explain. Mike will get that clip. We're having a little bit of a technical difficulty. That clip will be coming here in a couple seconds. In El Paso, the police chief there is black. And he was asked by the media, of course. The media loves to ask really what is stupid questions. And basically they asked him, look, police chief, what do you think about the Black Lives Matter? What do you think about them? And he basically just spouted off and said, hey, the Black Lives Matter group is a radical hate group. Why do we sensationalize them? Why aren't we investigating them? Now, most people in the media don't want to hear that. Our clip is not working, so you're just going to have to bear with me, friends, and let me break it down and describe it to you. The point that I'm making is that there are those, like Mayor Rudy Giuliani, like the black police chief in El Paso, that will tell the truth, that will speak the truth. Most people don't want to hear the truth. Most people think that, well, the mean cops are just targeting young black kids. I've got another clip from a rapper, nonetheless. His name is Kevin Gates, very successful rapper. And I want you to hear what he has to say, because I believe if the young black men in America heard this, if the Black Lives Matter group heard this, then maybe, just maybe, their narrative, their thinking would be completely different. This is so simplistic that it makes complete sense. If we can run that one.
It was like Stacey Dash said, that it shouldn't be no BET, everybody should be Americans. And I was like, if she said that, then I feel like I agree with that, because it's only two type of people in life, real people and fake people.
Right.
They got these people talking about all black, man, Black Lives Matter, man, all lives matter.
Right.
Because most of the people that say this stuff, I'm going to say this, I've been a victim of police brutality.
Right.
I wasn't a victim of police brutality. I got my ass whooped.
Right.
By the police before.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because I was belligerent.
Okay.
I was belligerent and I was conducting myself like a nigger.
Okay.
And when I say nigger, I don't mean that.
You mean ignorant.
No, I was conducting myself in an ignorant manner.
Mm-hmm.
I had no respect for myself. I had no respect for the authority that was talking to me. So I deserved what I got.
Right.
I'm a convicted felon. I get pulled over all the time. I'm a two-time convicted felon.
Right.
And I've been arrested for aggravated charges. I have aggravated charges on my arrest record.
Okay.
And when I speak to these individuals with respect, I've never had a problem since I changed the way that I conducted myself.
Okay.
Never had a problem. So I don't feel like Black Lives Matter. I feel like all lives matter. I have to be restrained because I became verbally abusive and I became belligerent.
Yeah, but don't you think that Black Lives Matter isn't just talking about those type of arrests? They're also talking about the kids who are just walking up the street, the guys who are just jogging with the hoodie on, who get assaulted, arrested, shot.
Hold on. Let me show this.
I'm talking about people in general.
Look at me.
Okay.
Tattoos in my face.
Okay.
Teardrops in my face. Tattoos everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. All over me.
Right.
I'm talking about, I fit the description.
Right.
But when I changed the way that I conduct myself, mm-hmm. I've no longer had any problems. For the people that saying that they having problems, you know, no disrespect to them. Because sometimes, you know, they got some people called, they got police that's called sweaters. Yeah. They sweat for no reason.
Yeah.
But it's the way that you conduct yourself with authority.
Pretty simple stuff. The way you conduct yourself with authority. Here is a black hip-hop artist. Tattoos all over his body. Teardrops on his face. A tattoo in the center of his forehead. He fits the profile, the so-called profile. But you heard it from him. Once he started conducting himself in the right way, he never had problems ever. Can you agree with that, friends? 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. 1-877-497-8383. I guess the real question is this. Has the Black Lives Matter become so violent and so aggressive that it's now approaching terrorist status? I mean, when cops have targets on their backs now, and we have five cops that are dead in Dallas trying to protect these protesters, and then we have the new Black Panther leader coming out, yeah, they got five of those bastards, talking about the cop killer Micah Johnson. Doesn't that seem to be a terroristic group to you? It certainly does to me. I don't see how they're any different than radical Islam if they're doing those types of things. And friends, if we're intellectually honest and we sit back, we have to scratch our head and say, why? Why? There's no reason. Educate yourself. Go to school. Get a job. Work hard. Save money. Your color of your skin doesn't dictate your failure. It's your stupidity that does. Your lack of wanting to absorb truth. Because we are seeing a black president. We have a black attorney general. We've had black secretary of state. We have black entertainers. We have black congressmen. We have black CEOs. Friends. Do you think that somehow the left, somehow the diabolical left, the socialist left that want chaos, that want civil war, are really the culprits behind this? 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. 1-877-497-8383. I do want to hear from you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, jump to your phone calls, and then we'll talk more about this. Don't you dare go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and if you're like me, it comes midday, my energy level's at an all-time low, I'm getting ready to crash, so I tend to go to the cup of coffee or the energy drink that's sold at the store that we all know isn't good for us. Well, some friends of mine just reintroduced me into Youngevity. In fact, it's something called Pollen Burst Plus, and I'm talking about an energy drink that doesn't make you crash. In fact, it's healthy for you. It's got something called the New Zealand Black Currant, which is a natural antioxidant that gives you bursts of energy that last for hours, no crashing. This stuff increases my energy, it helps with the anti-aging process, and it even curbs the appetite. I've got representatives standing by now to give you a free report and lecture from Dr. Joel Wallach called Dead Recipe. I think the title speaks for itself. Call now, 877-936-2662. That's 877-936-2662. Get that free lecture and get questions answered for your own health issue regarding longevity and how it could possibly benefit you. 877-936-2662.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, it's more of the Steve Sanchez Show.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez, the Steve Sanchez Show. Glad to be hanging out with you Sunday night. 1-877-49-STEVE. Let's go straight to our busy calls. We've got Leroy in Atlanta wanting to weigh in. Leroy, welcome to the program.
What's going on, Steve?
How you doing?
Hey, I can hear you. Man, I just wanted to comment on what you were talking about tonight. I hope everybody doesn't miss out on the fact that Hillary Clinton swept the song by getting off scot-free.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's terrible if what we're being told is true as far as what happened with the cops in Dallas, which the story has changed since they started telling it. So, I mean, mm-hmm. Read into that whatever you want, but as far as Alton and Philando, that happened on the heels of another cop getting off for killing Freddie Gray, where he went before the judge in a bench trial. Steve, I can tell you on one hand how many times I've been before a judge, and it went my way. Yet, cop after cop, in the Freddie Gray instance, just walks free, gone home. Nothing wrong was done here. And it's being repeated over and over again. It's not a matter of black and white. It's a matter of a spiritual battle. Because really,
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Yeah, I can agree with that. Sure, and I agree, and I believe that, and I've said that. There's evil that's permeating, and I said that in the first hour, and you know, Leroy, please understand, and I've said this over and over. There's rogue cops. I'm not saying there is. There is. There are dirty cops that deserve to have the highest of consequences, happening to them when the evidence is overwhelming and it's proved. There's no doubt. And I'll be the first to stand in unity in that regard. I've always been that way. You know, I'm Hispanic. I respect and love every color in the crayon box, man. That's the truth. But I don't like false narratives out there. And when we look at these two incidences, we can't compare it to Freddie Gray and others that I agree with you on. But when we look at these instances, the truth is not what the media is telling you right now.
It's not a matter of really comparing it. It's just that we see that the justice system does not represent justice on any term. And it's to the point where those manipulators that are in power, with what just happened with the cops, we just saw posse comitatus go out the window when they used the robot and a explosive. So what is SWAT now, a paramilitary unit?
Yeah, I've got my theories on that. I'm going to talk about it in the third hour a lot. Is this was a distraction? Was this a New World Order attack to actually pin the crime on black groups? I have my suspicions. I really do regarding the police shootings. I have my suspicions. I'm not going to say I don't. We're in some real devastating times, but you know this, and I can tell you're a Christian. The end times are here.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, they want us divided because they want a civil war. And I believe God's still on the throne, that they're not going to get what they think they're going to get. But unfortunately, in the beginning, there's going to be casualties on every front, black, white, brown, and it's the whole plan of this global order. And it's, I'm telling you, it's frightening, but then you and I know the truth as well.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we living in a lawless world right now.
Yeah, I mean, no, I agree.
Lawless.
Yeah.
When you got an FBI director talking about, well, you know, nobody's ever been charged with this before, so we can't move forward. So in that case, Steve, I guess God needs to apologize to Cain since nobody was murdered before Abel. So we just need to start all over and just, you know, we'll forget about it and move on and everything will be fine. But yet and still, the same thing keeps happening. And it's not wishing death on anybody, but let's shine the spotlight back on Dallas and Orlando with this one. Isn't it strange that with Orlando, we get no pictures? With Dallas, this picture overload.
Yeah, and where's the wife of the Orlando shooter? I mean, where's she at? No one's talking about that, and you're right. And by the way, because I'm up on break now, you're right in what you're saying, Leroy. No one's talking about Hillary Clinton. I got to bounce. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. Look, everybody has their voice that's going to be allowed to actually be heard tonight. No matter what side of the fence or aisle you're on, this show is your show. 1-877-49-STEVE. Look, quick break. When we come back, straight back to the calls. Don't go away.
You're listening to Steve Sanchez. Call him now at 1-877-49-STEVE.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up. The stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you Sunday night. The only place to be on your talk radio dial, 1-877-49-STEVE, is how you weigh in on the conversation. Let's go ahead and go right back to the phone calls. I want everybody to have an opportunity. Let's go to Alex in Las Vegas. He's up next. Alex, welcome to the program.
Yes, Steve. I might have a little different angle to the Black Lives Matter. I'm a retired federal officer. I work for the government. Anyway, that has nothing to do with it. But okay. I find this so, it's trying to make me angry. if one or two white officers shoot a black man, whether it's justified or not, it's everybody goes crazy, marches, riots, looting, whatever, demonstrations. But for every one officer that kills a black person for some reason, there's 200 to 300 black people killed by other black people in right. gangs, and nobody marches for it. None of the African-American groups hold any kind of saying this is wrong. There's nothing.
Exactly.
I don't understand it.
No, you're right. And statistically, I was talking about this in the first hour. Cops have killed twice as many whites versus blacks right. in 2015. Most people don't want to know that because, you know, if they did and they understood that, then they would actually have no group, no microphone, no media coverage. There's five statistics out there, Alex, that I've talked about a lot, and a lot of people just don't want to understand or hear that because the media sensationalizes these things. You know, with the age of technology and Facebook and YouTube and with our smartphones, we can now live stream everything. There's a good side to that, and there's a negative to that because sometimes we can jump the gun so quickly that we don't determine all the facts, just like in the Castile case in Minneapolis. You know, they try to say he got pulled over for a broken taillight. That's what the media narrative was. Well, no, it came out that he was a suspect in an armed robbery. He fit the profile. He had a gun on his lap. Well, the girl that videotaped that certainly didn't say that. She was saying that he had a concealed carry permit. Well, our sources, and we verified this, our team, they never issued any concealed permit for him. That was a lie. And he had the gun right in his hand, and he wouldn't comply. That's the bottom line. And you know what they won't tell you, Alex, is after they shot him, they're trying to revive the guy. So if they shot him to kill him because they hate black young men, why on God's green earth would they try to give him resuscitation to save him?
Not only that, but I did find out that if you tape, the police officer said, do not touch that. Now, if he was a gun hidden on him, he wouldn't have known that. Saw it in his lap, his hand was down on it, and a police officer is going to be very scared, especially if they stop somebody who think might be part of a robbery or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
And he's touching, come on, you know. I'd shoot him myself, and you probably
absolutely.
Would too. It
of course.
It doesn't matter. It does, and not only that, but in Chicago, about every month, there's 40, 50 black people killed by other gang members, all drive-by shootings and all. There are no marches. There's nothing.
Exactly. You
Why
won't hear
Black Lives
You won't
matter.
Hear Hitler. Well, they don't care.
Yeah, Black lives don't matter if it's killed by another black person. I don't understand it.
It's insanity at its highest level. It permeates from the mouth of the devil, in my opinion, because the reality is the Black Lives Matter group, just like the new Black Panther, they're domestic terrorists. They impose fear. They have a belief system and an agenda that is not normal. It's not normal. The only way you're going to be able to save these people is lay hands and deliver the demons right out of them. Alex, I got to bail. Thanks for weighing in. Appreciate
okay.
you. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh in on the conversation. It's the truth. The only way you're going to change these people is to lay hands and deliver the devils right out of them because the statistics and the facts don't matter. Just like Alex said, where's the market? Of all the kids being killed in Chicago every weekend that are black-on-black crime. You won't hear that. Of course not. Because there is a sinister plan that is being put together right now in society. The New World Order global establishment is all part of this plan. It's to cause civil unrest, civil disorder, create a race war so that a New World government can be in place, and then, well, you know the rest of the story, friends. That's what I believe. Let's go to Mike in Texas. He's up next. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Yeah, you know, when this first happened, the first thing I thought was the New World Order group will now even sacrifice innocent police to change the narrative on the news media. This happened, all this came the following day after Comey testified before Congress and flat indicted Hillary, even though he didn't do it the day before, the day before.
Right.
And I knew they were going to do something so that the news didn't talk about all that Comey said about Hillary, and they've kept it off the TV, and they were willing to sacrifice 5 police officers. So it's the police officers who need to watch their back from the New World Order gang, because I believe that man had nothing to do with this Black Lives Matter group. I think he was sent in there to do this, and what a perfect time to do it when they're having a rally like that. And the Black Lives Matter people, they might be part of it, will be part of the distraction, but this man, I believe, was sent in there, probably part of the MK Ultra program or something like that. And the police in America, they better watch their back now, because the New World Order, they'll kill anybody to get what they want.
You're absolutely right. I agree with you, and you know, just to bring clarity, and I appreciate you, Wayne and Mike, thanks for the call. Just to bring clarity, the Black Lives Matter group have not been blamed, nor have they said that they're responsible for any of this, and I want to put that out there very clearly. The new Black Panther Party also have not bared any responsibility, nor have they been blamed. I want to make sure. They're basically celebrating that these cops have died. That's a true story. Just go on Twitter and you can see that, but it wasn't at their hand. I have a tendency to believe what our last caller Mike said, and I'm going to be talking about that a lot in the third hour. Was there some sinister plan to actually get our mind off of the Hillary Clinton fiasco? Because look, friends, we're not hearing anything about Hillary Clinton. Nothing's being talked about Hillary Clinton. All we're seeing is Black Lives Matter protests all around the country in different cities, blocking highways, etc., etc. But this guy, Micah, that I think was Micah Johnson, if I'm not mistaken, I have that back in front of me, but he's claiming responsibility. In fact, the shooter, according to our sources, pledged his allegiance to Black Power Group, who has roots to, well, the Nation of Islam. So, you know, this is unfolding and unfolding. And the truth of the matter is, we're never going to know the truth. That's the truth. Smart people that have been paying attention for a long time will look at the facts, look at the evidence, and come to their own conclusions. But it is not short-sighted, nor is it conspiracy to ask the question, because the question deserves to be asked. Could have this been planned to keep our eyes off of Hillary Clinton? I'd like you to weigh in on the conversation. Phone lines are back open. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh into the program. Is that a conspiracy question? Is that a question that doesn't fit the narrative that shouldn't be asked? No, I think it should. Because Hillary Clinton is out on the campaign trail talking about how awful white America is, how white America needs to put themselves in the shoes of Black America, how Black America is still oppressed in the United States in 2016. Friends, do you believe this? My Black friends listening to my show right now, aren't you insulted by this? Doesn't this insult your very ethnicity, your culture, your way of life? Does Hillary Clinton and the left think so small of your community that you can't empower yourselves to do what you need to do to be successful? Because, friends, that's what they've been doing for decades. And not only do they do it with the Black community, they do it with the Hispanic community. And now they're doing it with the LGBT community. And now they're doing it with the Muslim community. They know how to take minorities and actually create a narrative, and a diabolical plan at that, to get you to believe that somehow, some way, some white man sitting in some desk has it out for you. Friends, if that was the case, how would I be as successful in talk radio as I am? I'm Hispanic. In my whole career, I've never seen, ever, anybody that has created some innuendo to my ethnicity, ever. Have they done it behind my back? Could be. But they've never done it in front of my face. Because the truth is, I learned as a young boy growing up that my skin color doesn't determine my success or failures. My intelligence or lack thereof does. My lack of drive, sincerity, honesty, integrity either makes me successful or it makes me a failure. That's with every race, friends. Why do you think you can have people come from India and different places, Koreans come, and create successes for themselves? Was it something that was handed to them? Did they come and here's a government program and here we go, thank you very much? No, of course not. How did Italian Americans that came over to Ellis Island create successes for themselves? How did anybody in America create successes for themselves that were not born in this country, but came to this country legally, by the way, legally? Friends, it's not the skin color. It's like that rapper said, which was a phenomenon. That's why the media is not playing Kevin Gates, that rapper that talked about what he talked about, and I played that a little bit ago. So there's two types of people, real people and fake people. I agree wholeheartedly. The color is just, well, it's a color in the crayon box, baby. 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. I'd like to get your opinion on this. 1-877-497-8383. Quick break, and then we'll be right back. Don't go away. Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me on my show talk about the economic calamities facing America. I've got a question for you. Why is it that J.P. Morgan in 2012 owned 5 million ounces of silver, and as of April 2015, they now own 55 million ounces of silver? What do they know that we don't know? Well, look, my friends at the Royal Metals Group, they have the inside scoop on what J.P. Morgan knows and many other of these large globalist institutions making moves right now in precious metals. Look, there's no doubt that the stock market's up, the stock market's down, and we're coming towards an economic crash. The question is, when? I don't know, you don't know, but we need to be prepared, and we can't crisis plan. I've got a free report that explains it all. It's an insider's look. Call right now, 888-772-2929 to get that free report. That's 888-772-2929, 888-772-2929.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today.
Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya here. It's more of a Steve Sanchez Show.
There's chaos in the streets of America. At break, I was looking at some of the video footage of a lot of the protesters all around the country antagonizing the cops, cops being forced to use pepper spray, etc. All right, let's go back to our calls here. I want to go to Art in San Diego because he wants to talk about police brutality. I'm going to put him to the top of the line. Art, Steve Sanchez, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Sanchez. This is my first time on the air. Listen, this is really aggravating me and getting me on edge to no end. What happened to the cops is unfortunate to Dallas, but we shouldn't be shedding too many tears for them. They have killed and brutalized tens of thousands of people, white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, in this country, and it's been going on for years, and it's now coming to a head. And the people that are starting the chaos are the police. They are the ones that are starting this kind of chaos. They are the ones that could initiate it. When they go to court and they're tried for murder and then they're found not guilty and then they just get out with walking papers and maybe terminated from their job, do you think that's fair in America?
Yeah,
do you
no,
really
I
think that's fair? And what kind of constitution do
okay,
we have
why
anymore?
You, hey, why don't you take a deep breath and I'll answer your question. I agree
I'm not
with
even
you.
Finished yet, but go
well,
ahead.
Well, that's okay. Well, it's my show. I'm going to tell you. It's my show, so you're finished until I tell you to speak again. I'm going to answer your question. But first you're going to answer mine. If someone broke into your house tonight and was going to kill your girlfriend, would you call the cops or not?
You know what, sir? Basically, I'm armed and I would take care of it myself in my house.
Okay. Let's say you weren't armed. Would you call the police? How about if your wife or your kid and your daughter wasn't armed? Would you expect them to call the police if you needed help?
Well,
it's a yes or no question. It's a yes or no question, Art.
You're talking about something totally different over here. I'm talking about cops.
No, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question.
Well, if I didn't, then maybe I would, but what difference does that make? I would call them. They're on my taxpayer's dollar. My taxes go to them. They are
okay.
My servants, not my masters, and now they
okay.
have turned into our masters. Is that right?
Do you really believe that?
What about the South? You have not talked
Art,
about
Art, when, did your parents drop you? Did your parents drop you as a baby where you hit your head? Because you sound like an idiot. You get the Idiot of the Week award. Quick, producer Nate.
You're
make sure you send Art the Idiot of the Week award.
You're out of your mind.
No, Art, if I was out of my mind, you wouldn't be listening to my show. You wouldn't be listening to my show if I was out of my mind, Art. But you're sitting there in your little race car boxers listening to my show on the internet because the truth of the matter is you like my show. In fact, you love my show, and I'm going to send you an autograph that you're the idiot of the week. Goodbye, Art. Idiot of the week. Let's make sure we send him that out right away. 1-877-49-STEVE. You see how he couldn't even answer the question? Oh, what difference does that make? Well, Art, you know what? The gun that you have right now in California, Governor Jerry Brown is going to take it from you. So you're going to probably have to call the cops, and you'd be the first one hiding behind the cops. So when you try to say they've killed tens of thousands, Art, you're a typical stupid liberal that has no fact. You think with the acid that you dropped, and that's your logic, because you have no logic. You have no America. You're probably an illegal alien that snuck over into San Diego, and you're there pissed off because the truth of the matter is you got no papeles. This half hour being brought to you by our friends at the Royal Metals Group. Look, friends, if you think there's chaos like Art, and you think there's chaos on the streets with all the protests, I'm telling you, friends, there is chaos on Wall Street. You've seen it, and I'm trying to help you. Why? Because for 25 years I've been a financial advisor, and by the way, a pretty good one. And I want you to basically get in on the next big rush, and that is silver and gold. Silver and gold, silver and gold. Friends, I care about your financial lives. I got a number for you, and I want you to call right now. 888-772-2929 with all seriousness. I've got a free report and a free DVD that's going to expose Wall Street and the big banks for the shysters that they are. Do you realize that I have on tape former Federal Reserve President Richard Fisher blowing the lid off of what the insiders did to our economy in 2008? And friends, it's going to happen again. Protect your 401ks. Protect your financial lives. Friends, I can't stress enough how timely this report and this DVD is. 888-772-2929. You only get it during this live transmission. 888-772-2929. Friends, do not allow the big fat cats of Wall Street to sit back, laugh at you, while you lose your financial life. It doesn't have to be that way. 1-888-772-2929. Okay, top of the hour news is next, and definitely you want to stick around for hour number three. Don't go away. It's 2015, and you've probably got a lot of goals and a lot of plans. But with this Obamacare hanging over everybody's head, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and how you're doing it. This is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about Obamacare, its effects, and government intervention, and I've got a solution for you. In fact, my friends at the Davis-Miles Law Group have a solution for you. Founding partner and attorney Greg Miles has authored a book called The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. Look, you need that book, and we're giving it to you, the Steve Sanchez Show listener, for free. Simply call 877-307-8383. That's 877-307-8383 for the free book, The Bare Necessities to Protect Your Business, The 8 Steps You Need to Take Now. With Obamacare hanging over your head, you need to make the right decisions for your family, your business, and your future. 877-307-8383. 877-307-8383.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.